You're listening to SBS News.
Most customers who climb into Paulina Ramirez's taxi have no idea about her story. But in 1999, she made headlines around the world, her name synonymous with Mexico's strict rules and attitudes on abortion. At 13 years old, Paulina was raped and left pregnant by a man who broke into her family's home. She sought an abortion, fully legal in Mexico in cases of rape, but Paulina was harangued by conservative doctors, state officials and the clergy, who put up constant obstacles to stop her from terminating the pregnancy.
I heard the doctors saying to each other, no, I'm not going to do it, they'll sack me, we're here to bring life, I'm not a murderer. Horrible things like that. They brought pro-life representatives into my room who showed me pictures of dead fetuses and the image of Christ and so on. It was a very difficult time, especially as I was still dealing with the trauma of the rape.
Their cruel tactics worked. Eventually, the 12-week deadline for an abortion passed, and Paulina had to carry the baby to full term, still only a child herself. Paulina's son is now 20, and they have a strong relationship. But she resents her harrowing treatment, a teenage rape victim shamed and victimized by those legally obliged to help her.
Everyone decided for me except me, myself. I wanted to exercise my rights and they didn't let me. They did basically whatever they wanted with me.
Of course, other abortion stories in Mexico are less traumatic. For Teresa Mesa, her family is just as big as she wants it to be. A single mother of three, when she became pregnant for a fourth time, she decided the most responsible thing to do was to abort, then illegal in her home state of Coahuila.
It wasn't easy. At that time, there was no legal protection for women, and there is a lot of social stigma.
A partir de ahora, se inicia una nueva ruta.
Despite that stigma, Teresa doesn't regret her decision. Quite the opposite. Now a Supreme Court ruling to decriminalize abortion, specifically over the law in Coahuila, but with ramifications for the entire country, has changed the options for women in Mexico. At present, in many Mexican states, any woman who wants an abortion must turn to groups like the Safe Abortion Network, who operate on the margins of the law. And there are some powerful forces in Mexico lined up against the new law. Mexico is Latin America's second biggest Catholic nation, and anti-abortion campaigners, who have held several demonstrations outside the Supreme Court recently, are determined to block the court's decision.
The Supreme Court has failed against the fundamental freedom of life.
Rodrigo Iván Cortés is the president of the National Front for the Family.
They want to take out the freedom of the objection of conscience, and that it's very, very dangerous for a democratic country.
Across the border, abortion laws are moving in starkly opposite directions, towards greater liberalization in Mexico and towards stricter control in Texas. It throws up the increasingly likely scenario of women from the US coming south, as once Mexican women used to travel north to find a place where they can legally choose to abort if they so wish.